听众朋友，平安，很高兴你来到活在耶稣里网站收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是赵约翰牧师，他用圣经真理教导你如何在充满罪恶和诱惑的世界上活出丰盛的人生，来荣神益人。
今天早上我们的信息的题目是他是我们的君王。
This morning's message title is He is our King.
没有一个君王能与他相比。
There is no king like him.
对于这位我们的君王，我们有一个很重要的问题，他怎么样来执行他君王的职分？
There is a very important question that we should ask our king. How do you, my king,exercise your office as a king.
这位王他怎么样执行他君王的职分？
How does this king carry out his office as a king?
圣经的真理启示告诉我们，这位君王他降服我们，使我们归向他。
The Bible shows us and tells us that our king, he causes us to surrender to him.
但是这位王是一位管理保护我们的王。
He calls us to turn to him. He's a king who wants to care for us and want to protect us.
同时他限制或者征服他的仇敌以及我们的仇敌。
At the same time, he limits his enemy and our enemy, and he conquered them, for us.
他降服我们是为了我们的益处。
He surrender, he limits the enemy for our benefit.
不是他降服我们，他
Oh, he caused us to surrender to him.
是为了我们的益处。
It's for our benefit.
因为我们人活在陷在罪当中，需要得到释放。
Because we live in sin, and because of sin, we need to be redeemed of our sin.
如果不是被他的拯救，我们就活在罪中，将来死了也没有什么盼望。
If he does not redeem us, then we will live in sin, and then we will have no hope even after death.
所以这位君王他是一个宝贵的，对我们来说是宝贵的救赎的主。
So our king, he is a very precious redeemer to us.
他救赎我们包括三方面，他一个很重要的一个职分。
He redeemed us, he saved us, and he has this threefold in his job as a redeemer, as a king to us.
他是先知，他是祭司，他是君王。
He's a prophet, he's a priest, and he's a king.
作为他是先知。
As a prophet.
他借着他的圣道以及放在我们里面的圣灵，把神的旨意告诉我们。
He proclaimed the Holy Word and the Holy Spirit to us and revealed all of those to us.
指出那一条让我们得救的道路。
He points to us the road to salvation.
他已经看见了我们人所不能看见的。
He sees what we cannot see.
所以约翰福音很清楚地告诉我们说，我父的意思，那个耶稣没有，我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
That's why in John 6:40, Jesus said, For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day.
他不但是指出那条道路，他就是那条我们得救的道路。
Not only does he show us that road, that path, he is that road and that path.
感谢主，他是我们的先知。
We thank God that he is our prophet.
他也是我们的祭司，因为他为我们做了牺牲，而且今天继续的为我们代求。
He not only is our prophet, he is also our priest. He represented us and he sacrificed on our behalf.
罗马书告诉我们说，谁能控告上帝所拣选的人，上帝称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活。
Romans 8 Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is that at right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
因为他成就了那个义，把这个义算为是我们的。
Because he has completed, fulfilled that righteousness, and he imputed that righteousness to us.
Wonderful, imputed. 所以在罗马书八章又告诉我们说，基督死了，从死里复活，现今在上帝的右边，表明了他今天在天上为我们继续的代求。
So in Romans 8, Jesus is right now sitting at the right hand of God and is interceding for us.
那么作为第三者，他是君王，他为我们做了什么呢？
His third office as a king, what does Christ do for us as a king then?
在1870年，从梵蒂冈发出了一个很重要的文告。
In the year 1870, the Vatican sent out a very important message. Notice,
说凡是从梵蒂冈、从教皇发出来的宣告都没有任何的错误。
The message says this, that whatever declarations that come from the Vatican has no error, are all perfect.
这表明那一位教皇是先知。
This represents that the Pope is the prophet.
他所宣达出来的是没有任何的错误的。
Whatever he says and declare has no error.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
如果教皇所宣告的和圣经我们所看见的记载有明显的冲突的时候，又怎么样呢？谁是最后的权威呢？
What if what the Pope says and interpret of the Bible is contradictory? Then who holds the final authority then?
这是一个我们必须要面对的问题。
This is a question we all have to face.
因为有很多这样的冲突的存在。
Because there are lots of contradictions like this.
比如在基督教的信仰里面，我们相信神职人员可以结婚的。
For example, in our Christian belief, we believe that a clergy can be married.
但是在这一个天主教的这个神职人员呢，他们是不可以结婚的。
But in Catholicism, clergies cannot be married.
按照他们的所法令说，这个 priest cannot be validly married after ordination. 这个是很残忍，很违背人性，当然也因此有很多的丑闻。
We think that that's really cruel and that's that goes against human nature. And because of this, it caused a lot of scandals.
再比方说，圣餐。
For example, the Holy Communion.
我们相信圣餐的意义是在于我们纪念耶稣基督曾经在2000多年以前他为我们所成就的事。
We believe that the meaning of observing the Holy Communion is to remember what Christ did for us 2000 years ago.
但是在很长的一段时间里面，我们都对天主教的弥撒，他们好像再一次把耶稣钉死在十字架上，我们有很多的意见。
For the longest time, we have a lot of critics about how they observe Mass and how the Roman Catholic observe and kind of they crucify Christ over and over again.
但是他们现在说我们不是这样的，不是这样的。
But now they change. They say, well, that's not what we're doing.
我们相信耶稣一次在历史上为人流血舍命。
They say, we believe that Christ died for us once and for all. In history.
然后你注意到他们接下来的解释，他说 Jesus having shed his blood once for all on the cross, now offer himself to God in a continual and bloody manner as a holy living sacrifice on our behalf. 你注意到这段英文里面讲到的 once for all 很好，接下来说他们 continue 继续不断的 on bloody manner来献上耶稣自己。
So they may have believed that Jesus died for us once and for all, but then they added this to it and said that Jesus continued to unbloodily sacrifice for us on our behalf.
另外他又说 in the Mass, the same Jesus Christ was who offered himself on Calvary, now offer himself on the altar. 注意那个 now offer on the altar.
And then they added this on again that Jesus offers himself on the altar, kind of like again and again.
所以你仔细的思想，你就发现他们仍然没有完全的承认，相信耶稣基督是一次将自己献上，成就了永远赎罪的事情。
If you think about this in more detail, you will realize that they do not really truly believe that Christ sacrificed himself for us once and for all and completed the redemption.
而事实上当两千年以前在耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，相信他一次的献上，天上好像也发出这样的声音，够了，一次就够了，已经成就了伟大的事。
And when Christ did this for us on the cross 2000 years ago, he said, and what, when he was done, he said, it is finished. And heavens also cried out and said, That's right. That's enough. One time is enough.
耶稣基督不需要一次又一次的被放在那个祭坛上。
Christ does not need to be put on the altar again and again.
耶稣基督不需要一次又一次的被献上当作 living 活祭 sacrifice.
Jesus doesn't have to be sacrificed as our doesn't have to be committed as a living sacrifice again and again and again.
另外，我们看见罗马的这个系统里面，教皇站在祭司行列当中，他们认为他是头一位。
Also, in Catholicism, they place the Pope as first in place.
但是我们都知道，我们只有一位大祭司和中保，就是耶稣基督，他就是那一位。
But we all know very clearly that we only have one high priest, and that's Christ Jesus.
他永远不需要更换。
And he doesn't change.
他就是那一位。
He doesn't need to be changed. He is that one and the only one.
不像地上的教皇，过一段时间可能要换一个。
And not like the Pope on earth that you gotta change him again and again.
天主教认为教皇是在地上看得见的教会的头。
They believe that the Pope is the head of the church on earth.
哦，这个跟圣经的启示是完全不一样。
This is totally against the revelation of the Bible.
因为我们都知道教会的头只有一位，就是那活着的耶稣基督。
Because we know that there's only head of the church, and that is our living Jesus Christ.
再不用说，我们看见他们把玛利亚说称她为是 Queen of the Heaven, 天上的皇后。
And they also exalted Mary to be the Queen of the Heaven.
人可以向耶稣祷告，也可以向玛利亚祷告。
We can pray to Jesus and we can pray to Mary at the same time.
我们在意大利的一个教堂里面看见这个墙上的这个壁画。
We went to Italy and there was a big picture.
In a church. Yeah. 那个 wall painting 里面就把耶稣跟玛利亚画在一起。
And the painting was Jesus and Mary next to each other.
他们都坐在宝座上。
They both were sitting on the throne.
好像一个是国王，一个是王后。
It's as if one is a king and one is a queen.
他们可以向死去的玛利亚祷告。
They could pray to Mary who was dead.
因此，有的人称天主教是敌基督的。
And because of that, some will say that Catholicism is anti-Christianity.
这里的抵挡应该比较接近是取代的意思。
Well, not really. They don't really mean that they're anti-Christ. It's more like they're resisting Christ.
那把那个原来应当完全给耶稣基督的荣耀给取代了。
They resist and replace the full glory that only belongs to Christ. They have replaced that.
他们每一天在试图来减低耶稣基督的王权。
They lower and they remove loss of the kingship of Christ.
他们每一天在那里拒绝耶稣基督是唯一的大祭司。
On a daily basis, they really were rejecting Christ as the high priest.
所以从这些方面来看，他们是抵挡基督的。
And so from all of these together, they look like they are anti-Christ or resisting Christ.
今天你到欧洲去，你看见很多很漂亮建筑非常宏伟的教堂。
If you go to Europe today, you see lots of buildings, grand churches.
然后你就发现，在这些天主教的教堂里面，有一些很奇怪的事，就是他们摆了很多过去教皇的、教宗的遗体在教堂里面。
And if you were to enter these churches, you find something really strange. That all these bodies of past popes.Are laid there.
你会觉得说，在这个教堂里面，为什么放这些死人的尸体 display 展示给人看呢？
You wonder why they're displaying dead bodies in church.
然后你仔细的思想，在他们的系统里面，基督不是唯一最高的那一位，那么这个就不稀奇了。
But then if you think carefully, if you understand that Christ is not the highest priest in their life, then this doesn't seemquite mysterious to us.
所以有很多不是以神为中心的，那么人的东西就进来了。
If God is not the center of your life, of your focus, then a lot of man-made things will come and enter into your life.
那么这些很多年的时间，我们看见天主教的很多的教义开始在慢慢的改变。
And over the years, we see that the structure within Catholicism has changed.
但是这些教义的改变，如果有一些基本的冲突、基本的信念没有真正的归正的话，我们没有办法与他们合一。
But despite these changes, the very basic core belief, if they don't align with the Bible and with us, then there is no way that we can be unified with them.
那么现在回来讲这个君王，我们的君王他的职分。
So let's go back and talk about the kingship, the office of a kingship.
君王是在一个地方，一个区域里面最尊贵的那一位。
A king is the most honored and revered person within a kingdom.
那么我们的耶稣基督从定义上来看，他是不是君王呢？
So what about our Christ, Jesus Christ, who was on earth? Was he revered as a king?
希伯来书七章二十六节说，像这样圣洁、没有邪恶、没有玷污的、远离罪人、高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们相宜的。
Hebrews 7:26, such a high priest truly meets our need, who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, and exalted above the heavens.
他是不是一位非常崇高的那一位呢？
Is he the one that is revered and honored to the highest?
是不是比天还高呢？
Is he higher than the heavens?
哦，不，他比天，比诸天都还要高。
No, he's not just higher than heaven, he's higher than the heavens of heaven.
传道书五章八节说，有一位高过居高位的在监察，在他们以上还有更高的。
Ecclesiastes 5:8, for one official is I by a higher one, and over them both are others higher still.
今天我们在世界上看到很多有居高位的。
There are many on earth today that holds really high positions.
哦，那些居高位的有的时候不可一世，但是他们不要忘记了，有一位比他们更高。
These may be really high and holding high positions on earth, but they shouldn't forget that there's someone who's higher than them.
所以基督作为君王，首先我看见他高于一切。
And so Christ as king, we need to revere that he is higher than the rest.
那么这一位高于一切的君王，他统领的范围是什么样呢？
So this king who is higher than the rest, where is his territory and boundaries?
他管理的时间是如何呢？
Where and what is his time of authority then?
过去我们中国皇帝喜欢讲一句话，说普天之下莫非王土，率土之滨莫非王臣，好了不起的话。
Oh, in the past, Chinese emperor liked to say that they are the best of the whole world.
Good. 他觉得他是天底下最高的。
Because they think that they are the highest in all this on the world.
在某一段历史里面，这个英国称自己是日不落国，表示太阳在的地方都是我的地方。
And we know in history that England, who conquered so many places, claim that they are a country where the sun doesn't set on them.
可是你知道，我们这位君王那个日头都是他所造的。
But you know this, our king is the one who created the sun.
所以这位君王他统领的范围包括了整个宇宙。
So our king rule over the whole universe.
当这位君王出现的时候，地上的君王就不太高兴了。
Then when this king appear, the kings of the earth are not too happy about that.
不但从耶稣开始一直到今天。
From when Jesus was born until today.
没有一个地上的君王，当听见他的人民当中有人相信另外一位君王的时候，会很高兴。
There's no king on earth who, when they hear that,their people was starting to believe that there was another king on the way coming, and none of these kings will be happy.
过去的罗马皇帝不太高兴，今天可能中国的皇帝也不太高兴。
In the past, the Roman emperors were not very happy, and I believe the Chinese emperor were not happy either.
我们心中有一位王，不是地上的王。
But in our hearts, we have a king, and this king is not a king of this world.
这位君王他是这样的崇高，他统领的范围是这样的广。
This king, his rule is so vast and so wide.
重要的是，他是上帝至高无上的上帝所 anointed, 所安立的。
The most important thing was because he was anointed by God to be king.
诗篇第二篇告诉我们说，我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
Psalm 2 says, I have installed my king on Zion.
那位坐在天上的就是至高无上的上帝。
The one who is enthroned on who is sitting on the throne is the king, is the most high.
当耶稣基督来到地上的时候，有一天拿但业看见耶稣就说 Rabbi, Rabbi, 你是老师，你是上帝的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Once when Jesus was with the disciples, Nathanael came and declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
耶稣听了以后没有反对，哦，不不不不不，不是不是。
When Jesus heard that, he didn't go, no, 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 I'm not a king.
今天假设有一个人突然跑到你的面前说，哇，你是王。
So for example, if someone ran up to you and say, hey, you're my king.
你心里一定想，这是个疯子。
You might think, this is a crazy man.
如果你不这样想，你就是一个疯子。
But if you didn't think like that, then you yourself might be crazy.
所以有的人说，也许不是，有可能不是疯子，但是听了很爽。
But some may think, well, you know, that doesn't sound that crazy. That kind of sounds really good.
但是如果有一天，因为你把你自己当作王，人要杀你头的时候，你就不太敢承认你是王了。
But one day, if you really claim yourself to be king, and someone wants to come and cut your head off, then that's not as funny anymore.
我们知道这一位王有一次在比拉多的前面受审问。
And we know that this king, our king, once when he was before Pilate.
比拉多就问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
Pilate asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
这句话要很小心的回答，因为回答不好就要掉脑袋。
This is a question that needs to be answered carefully because when you don't, then you might really lose your head.
你注意看耶稣怎么样回答。
Take note of how Jesus answered this.
耶稣说我的国不属于这个世界。
Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
耶稣没有否认他是王。
He did not deny that he was a king.
比拉多没有听懂。
But Pilate did not understand him.
因为在他的观念里面，所以他接下来就问了一句话，他说：“你是哪一种王 ？What kind of king are you？”
So since he didn't understand, Pilate asked Jesus again, "What kind of king are you?"
耶稣就回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，为此来到世间，特为真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。”
And this is how Jesus answered: "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth."
耶稣告诉了比拉多他是什么样的王。
Jesus answered Pilate, and he told Pilate what kind of king he was.
他告诉了比拉多他的国度是怎么样的国度。
He told Pilate what kind of kingdom his kingship was of.
耶稣的国度就是凡是属真理的国度。他的名是凡普天下听真理的人都是他的子民。
Jesus' kingdom are people who testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth belongs to Jesus.
我相信比拉多可能没有完全听懂。
And I believe Pilate may still not fully understood what that means.
但是他心里有害怕。
But he began to fear.
所以他很想把耶稣给放了。
So he wanted to release Jesus.
但是最后在他考量的时候，那个政治的利益对他来说是比什么都重要。
But when he was considering what to do, he put his political benefit above all.
所以他最后就把耶稣钉十字架。
And so he chose to nail Jesus on the cross.
所以很明显的，比拉多心里面他表明耶稣不是他的王。
And so it was obvious that Pilate.In his heart, did not declare that Jesus was his king.
今天有很多的人听了很多耶稣的道理。
There are many of us here who listens to lots of teachings of Christ.
他们大概也清楚知道，哇，这个耶稣是很好。
In our hearts, we may know, well, this Jesus, he's not too bad.
但是当讨论到耶稣要来进到这个人的心里面要做王的时候
，But when we talk about how you need to allow Jesus to come into your heart and be the king of your life.
是要作为你生活的主人。
And to be the Lord of your life.
你要听他的。
You need to listen to him.
你要行在他的真理的当中。
You need to walk in the truth in him.
很多的人就开始犹豫了。
And then that's when we start to be undecisive.
我们到底要做什么样的选择？
What are your choices?
我们要让他做我的王呢？还是我不愿意让他做我的王。
Are you going to let Christ be your Lord and your King, or are you not going to do that and continue to be your own King?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望 你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。